Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Truly, we thank God for this opportunity. We thank God for another day on this earth. We thank God for just giving us opportunity to do His will this day. And I just want to say right now, I thank each and every one of you that's out there tonight. Father God, in Jesus' name, we thank you and we praise you for this day. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for all your abundant blessings. Truly, you are God and you are God alone. Father God, right now I decrease, you increase. I ask you to speak to me and through me in Jesus' name. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to touch the hearts of your people. Touch the hearts of each and everyone that's under the sound of my voice. Open the hearts of your people and let them receive your word in the name of Jesus. Right now, Father God, we thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank God for being here today. Thanks. And what I want to share with you today is from the book of Nehemiah. And if we know anything about Nehemiah, we know when the book started out, we know he was in captivity and he was serving the king. And so many times we'll say that we don't have anything to give anyone. If you don't have none, you can't give nothing. But as I was reading the book and studying the book of Nehemiah, that this guy was in captivity. He was serving another man. Okay, he didn't have anything of his own. But God has stationed him in a position. And that's what we must look at, where we at. God knew each and every last one of us go be where we are today. He knew this. So wherever we are to serve. Because God helped me to understand that he owns everything. And the only thing, but I don't want to get ahead of myself. Like I said, Nehemiah was in captivity. He was serving the king. And if you look at verse 1 and 11, 1 and 11 say, oh, this is where Nehemiah was praying. And he was praying, he said, oh, Lord, I beseech thee, let now your ear be attentive to the prayers of your servant and to the prayers of thy servants who desire to fear thy name and prosper. Prosper, I pray thee, thy servant this day, and grant him mercy in the sight of this man, for I was the king cupbearer. He was a servant, and he was the king cupbearer. And it came to pass in the month of Nisan, in the 20th year of its fixed, that wine was brought before the king. And I took up the wine and gave it to the king. And that's let you know he was a servant to the king, but God had him in this position. So at this time, it was some people came in from Jerusalem, and Nehemiah, and then when you look at the third verse, go back to the third verse, you'll see Nehemiah asks of the people, and they, okay, the second verse, is that Hananiah, one of my brothers, came, he and certain men of Judea, and I asked of them concerning the Jews that had escaped, which was left of the captivity concerning Jerusalem. And they said unto me, the remnant that are left of the captivity that are in the providence are in great affliction and reproach. This brother told me, hey, look, they're doing that. They're in great affliction and they're in reproach. And then he said, and the wall of Jerusalem also was broken down, and the gates thereof are burned with fire. Now this brother in captivity himself, and he's asking concerning the welfare of the people of the remnant that was left back in Jerusalem. Let us know what kind of heart he had. We know he was a man of God. As you continue to read, he was a man of God, and he had a heart for God's people. He was a man of compassion. And then after he found out how what was going on back in Jerusalem and the situation of the people, and the gates of Jerusalem was burning, okay? He didn't go to anyone else. He didn't go to the king. He didn't go to anyone. First person he went to was God. He didn't go jumping on the phone, trying to call nobody, find out what I should do or what's going on. He went to God. And as we read, and this is the prayer this brother prayed. He said, it came to pass when I heard these words that I sat down and wept and moaned certain days and fasted and prayed before the God of heaven. And I said, I beseech thee, O Lord God of heaven, the great and terrible God, that keepeth covenant and mercy for them that love him and observe his commandment. Then he, in his prayer, he said, let your ear now be attentive and your eyes be open, that you may hear the prayer of your servant, which I pray before you now, day and night, for the children of Israel, thy servant, and confess the sins of the children of Israel, which we, and he included himself in this. He said, which we have sinned against thee. Both I and my father's house have sinned. His brother didn't leave himself out. He didn't think he was better than anyone. He's different, but not better than. So he included himself in this prayer. We have dealt, he's Diego, we have dealt corruptly against you and have not kept your commandment. So before he went anywhere, before he did anything, this brother went before God, confessing his sin and asking a request of God. Things, and this is what we are to do. We're to make sure our hands is clean. I have to confess if I don't think something wrong. I may say something wrong, not purposely, but it happened. Every day I have to go before God, Lord, I ask you to forgive me for what I thought, what I've said, my motive, even the intents of my heart. I can do something that seems good, but God weighs our hearts, the intents and the motives of what we do. This brother, I love the story of Nehemiah, because the king granted, after he prayed, the king granted him, the king asked him, he went before the king and he was sad. Now this brother was the king cupbearer. It was unheard of he'd go before the king sad. Because when he went before the king asked him, well, you know, why are you so sad now? Okay. First thing Nehemiah said, wherefore the king said unto me, why is your countenance sad, seeing that thou art not sick? This is nothing else but sorrow of heart. Now this is what Nehemiah said. This, he said, then, this is second chapter, second verse. Then I was very, he was so afraid, because you didn't go before the king sad. You didn't do that. But the king called how he came before him. Then said unto the king, let the king live forever. Why should not my country be sad when the city, the place of my father, the scepter, lies waste? Then the king said unto me, for what are you making a request for? Everything that he asked of the king granted to him. He wanted to go back and see about the welfare of the people. He wanted to go back and build the wall. He wanted to go back and build the gates of Jerusalem. He was going back to seek the welfare of the people. And the king granted him everything that he had requested. And not only that, the king sent everything he requested, the king gave to him. Now understand, he went to God first. Saints, look at where we are at now. Look where you're at now. God can use us exactly where we are because he knows where we are. God don't change. I don't care where we are. He's the God of the valleys. He's the God on top of the hill, in the mountain, wherever we are. He's God. What this brother did, and I love it because he kept his focus when the enemy kept coming against him. This brother didn't stop to work. When things didn't seem like it wasn't going the way it should have been going, this brother didn't stop to work. This brother didn't lose his focus. And it taught me something. Regardless of how dark it gets, keep your eyes on Jesus. Regardless on how it seems like you can't go through it, you can't get it done. We don't rely on our own finances. We don't rely on our strength. If I had $10 billion right now, and I can do so much, but what would I put my confidence in? The money of God? We ask God for miracles every day. Every day. So let's put ourselves in the position where a miracle can come through. We can't be intimidated. We can't be timid. Saints, understand. And Joshua, he told Joshua to be very, not just courageous, but be very courageous. Because we're going to face adversities. Stuff coming at us. Day after day, saints, stuff is coming. If it ain't coming, something's wrong. Tell you, if you ain't going through something, been through something, something is wrong. Because the enemy, look at this. When the king granted this brother in the second chapter, the ninth verse, it said, then I came to the governor beyond the river and gave them the king's letters. The king gave him letters to even get everything he needs. Now listen. And the king had sent captains of the army and horsemen with me. He sent some of his people with it, some of his captains with it, to make sure he got through. See, God go give us everything we need. Everything we need, God go give it to us. Look at this 10th word. When he went to see about the people, look what happened, 10th word. And when Sanballat the Horonite and Tobiah the servant, the Amorite, heard of it. They just heard that. Now listen, it grieved them exceedingly that there was come a man to seek the welfare of the children of Israel. You will have an enemy who hates you because you come to seek the welfare of the people of God. It's a lot of stuff going on ain't of God. And when you be led by the Spirit to go, when Jesus Christ came, the Sadducees and the Pharisees were doing all kinds of crazy mess. Jesus Christ come on the scene and set things back in order. They hated him. Jesus came to seek the way. He said, I came to seek and to save that which is lost. I came to seek the welfare of the people. How many haters did he have? How many adversaries did he have? When he did good, when Jesus did good, they wanted to flip it around and say he's healing people by the works of Satan. So how much more for us when we come to seek the well, whenever you come to do the work of God, the enemy is coming at you. Don't you ever think that when you got an assignment or a project from God, that Satan just go let you go carefree. It ain't going to happen that way. He's going to oppose everything holy and everything godly. He's going to oppose. But when this brother did a prayer, he said, I wept, I moaned, I fasted before God. And he heard him. And God granted his petition. He had a work to do. And he didn't lose his focus. The enemy attacked him all kinds of ways. The enemy, then like I said, when you read the 10th verse, how the enemy showed up, okay? And you want to go, look at this. It said, 4th chapter, and it came to pass that when Sanballat heard this enemy, heard that we build the walls, he was angry. Now, he's doing a great work for God. Why would he get angry? Because if this go for us, I want us to understand something. Whenever we move forward doing a work for the Lord, enemy is going to come. They're going to try to get us to feel you ain't doing nothing. God's hand ain't in this. You don't need to be doing this. People is talking about you. People is laughing at you. But we have to keep our focus. We have to be steadfast. We have to be unmovable in the work of our God. We will be opposed. Brothers and sisters, if you look at the temperature of America today, there's a change, there's a shift. And it's been going on, but it's more, it seems like it more rapidly now. They're shifting from God. So we're going to have to start saying, who's on the Lord's side? Come over here. We're going to have to take a stand, and it just might cost us our life. But understand this, saints. We all better. When I talk, I'm talking to myself, too. It just might cost us our life, because America ain't what it used to be. It's not. Everything is being set up for Jesus Christ to come back. The Bible done already said how we're going to be in the last days, and it's happening before our eyes. We are seeing it. Our job is to get out here and preach the gospel. Go into the highways. Go out into the world and preach the gospel. That's our job. See, this world ain't gonna change. See, people, it's the people we trying to get to. It's the people's hearts that we're ministering to. We're preaching the gospel to. This world system, we can forget about it because we know what's gonna happen. It's gonna be a new heaven and a new earth. Old things gonna pass away. Behold, see, this just the way it is. My prayer is, Lord, open doors that we can go and preach the gospel. Touch the people's heart, where their hearts turn, when we preach, that we can turn the hearts back to God. Preach the word. I don't preach prosperity. I don't. Because if we preach the gospel in itself is prosperity. God wants us to prosper. He said it in his word. But the first thing, when if you read the gospels, they preaching the gospel. They preaching salvation. They preaching Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ healed people, delivered people. I mean, that's prosperity. If being delivered in itself, it's prosperity. It's nothing wrong with wanting luxury. Nothing wrong with that. But what you want it for is your motives behind it. See, God deal with our heart. This brother here, understand, if we read the book of Nehemiah sometime, this brother here, he wasn't a selfish person. He was about God and God's people. I can sit here all night long and speak on how I love God. And I'm talking about myself now. How I love God and I love God's people. But God's looking at my heart. He said, I'm looking at your heart. With your lips you serve me. But in your heart you are far away from me. Why do we want these things? Do we want it for the building of the kingdom? Do we want it to feed the hungry? To clothe the naked, to watch the widows and the orphans, to do what we're supposed to do for the ones that need us? Why do we want, or do we just want a name for our, I'm talking to myself. Or do I just want to build a name for myself, or do I want to lift up my Lord, my Savior, my God, my Redeemer? Is it all about him? But as we read the book of Nehemiah, and he said he encouraged the people to build. He encouraged them. Let me share something with you, saints. If you know Christ and attempt to accomplish anything in Christ, the enemy will oppose you. He'll oppose you. When you look at Nehemiah 4, 1, and 7, he'll deal with you with anger. He's trying to get you angry. In 4 and 2, with mockery and sarcasm. 4, 8, and 11, threats and intimidation. discouragement, 4:10, 4:6, negativism, and that's 4:2 and 3. And then when you look at Numbers 13:28 and 29 in Numbers, 2 came back with a positive report, 10 came back with a negative report. That's the enemy. And this is what I like what God said about them brothers, them two, Joshua and Caleb. He said they have another spirit. Now, after all these people, God said, now, say, hey, wait a minute, these two got a different spirit. So when people tell you, oh, you got a different spirit, that's unnecessary, mean it's bad. It's just necessary. What he's saying is, but they're saying that your spirit ain't like ours. But as long as yours is of the Holy Ghost, as long as yours is the Spirit of God, you okay? You okay? But this side of the enemy, he'll deal with us out of fear. You can't do this. The people go talk about you. You're going to fail. He'll deal with us with fear. We are to respond to the enemy opposition with prayer, work, vigilance, and our focus on our Lord. That's how we respond to him. We keep our focus. I thank God for this message. It's whenever you encounter opposition, you have to serve. You have an option. You can run from it. You can dodge it or go around it. You can try to work out a compromise. We don't compromise with the enemy. No compromise. Or you can meet it head on and work through it. The last approach is usually the only biblical approach. We meet it head on. Nehemiah's approach could be broken down into four aspects. They lifted up their voices to prayer, in prayer. They put their hearts into the work. They kept their eyes on the enemy in vigilance. And they kept their minds focused on the Lord. And that's what we are to do, saints. Read the book of Nehemiah. And it shows us how the enemy will attack us. And Nehemiah shows us how we can overcome the enemy. We ain't to come down off this wall. Nehemiah told him, I have a work to do. I won't come down. Saints, that's what we tell the enemy. We have a work to do for the Lord. We will not come down. Truly, I thank God that for this message. I pray that you receive something this night. And I'm going to ask my sister Cynthia, would she sing a song? If she would, would she bless us? I thank God for you. Thank you.
Be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the works of the Lord. Be unmovable and always abounding in the work of the Lord, because your labor, your labor, Jesus said your labor won't be in vain. Hang on in there. All you gotta do is hang on in there. Hang right on in there. Hang on in there. Because your labor, your labor is not in vain. You have a crown of life, your labor. Ooh, your labor. your labor won't be in vain. Keep on praying, hang on in there. Keep on being a witness, hang on in there. Keep on preaching God's word, hang on in there. Because your labor won't be in vain.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hey, hey. Hey, hey. Amen,
amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Only the faithful show up. Amen.
That's all right.
Thank you, Jesus.
God is so good. He's so good. His mercy endure forever.
Yes.
His mercy endure forever.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
And you know, one thing I would say to the body of Christ, as I was saying to many of us tonight as we come in, because one thing we come to find out, the more we trust God, and as I told you, I want to give me at least 10 minutes to talk about something I had started. Then we're going to have I'm waiting on Dr. She hasn't shown up, but I want to just, if you will, if will y'all let me do this for just about 10 minutes?
Yes,
go on, do what you're doing. Go on, Pastor.
Let him use you.
Amen. Well, I want to just go back to what I was talking about the angels. About the angels. See, that was the reality of angels. And we have to understand we are dealing with supernatural beings.
Oh, yes.
Not humans.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to take my time and just, as God moves me, stay close to those of who fear God. See, when we know that God has angels, so we go back and look what God did in the beginning. God created the heavens and the earth, and it went on down at verse 26, and he says, and he did what he called man to come out. Man was scooped from the dirt, breathed. A dirt was breathed into him. That was dirt. Can you imagine that God breathed into the dirt that we once were through our father, Adam? Adam, we were breathed. God was. He just blew his breath. Good God Almighty. And Adam became a man of the earth. In addition to that, that was an angel that was fallen. But Adam had been given a specific assignment to do what God had told him to do. And I like what I always say, when God got to Adam, he said, Adam, he spoke to him. And Adam said, oh, that's you. Is that you, God? He said, yeah, that's me. He said, what are you doing? He said, I'm just down here. He said, can you name all these down? He began to name them. The man had the privilege of naming a giraffe, an alligator, a condor, a big spider.
Mm.
Every name, God gave him that right to name it. Even the whale, even the monkeys, God gave man that privilege. And now I want you to understand, what God did then, God is doing right now. But it's got to be some people who want to see what God wants to do. See, when I take a look at what God is doing, see, there were angels at that time when Adam didn't know it, but the earth was naked, nothing but a big ball of ice.
Mm-hmm.
God put it down there. But he was waiting on something. He knew something was going to happen. He couldn't, his anticipation, God kicked him and all of his angels out of heaven. Can you imagine how many dark angels fell from heaven? The number one there was three angels. There was Michael, Lucifer, and who else? I'm asking out there. There was Michael, Gabriel. Now, if you take notice, every angel in heaven that God had put the archangels, they were the ark. They have been given a special assignment. Michael was what? He was delivered the message. Gabriel was a fighter. And Lucifer was to be the morning. He was sing praise unto God. But you know what? He got jealous. See, angels, according to what God is saying, they never grow weary or tired. Because God created them. But see, God, and I asked somebody this question. Can God kill the angels? And somebody said, yes, he can. And so I said, prove to me in God's word that they can, because they are nothing but spirits. God cannot kill spirit because he would violate his own law. Because God is a spirit.
Yes, he
is. God is a spirit. So he had to put them in captivity. It's called a place called Ghana. It's a place called hell. It's called a place called darkness. But let me just move on. See, angels were intellectual. Angels knew all things that are on the earth. They knew it. Look at what Samuel said in 2 Samuel 14:20. My Lord is wise, according to the wisdom of an angel, know all things that are on the earth. See, angels, they knew it because they were down here with a block of ice. So when we're going to fight, we're going to fight with the angels of God. That's why God says in Psalm 91, he said, we that dwell in the secret place of the Most High. When we dwell where God is, we guard where the angels are. And later on down, he says, he gives his angels what? To watch over us. The angels are in charge of us. They're ministering spirits. Let me show you something. In Daniel 10 and 8, I'm going back over. Therefore, I was left alone and saw the great vision, my God, and there remained no strength in me. In other words, his whole body got nervous. Looked like he just fainted. As they say, he just went down. For my calmness, I couldn't hold myself together, was turned in me into corruption. And I retained no strength. See, because what God showed him, let me tell you, when an angel comes up, hallelujah. Oh, God, I love you so much. Hallelujah. And see, when they did what they did, Gabriel, when I take note of what the Bible says, and here's what it says in Daniel 11. And he said unto me, O Daniel, a man of great beloved, understand the words that I speak unto you, and stand upright. And for unto thee I am now sent. And where he hath spoken his word unto me, I stood trembling. Can you imagine being in front of an entity? It was not God, but they had just a wing brush with God. And God sent him down. Hallelujah, somebody. He said, oh Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
See, hallelujah. And when God began to speak and told him, he said, we heard your prayer 21 days ago. But there was a fight in the heavenly place.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, somebody's flipping pages. I can hear you. God bless you. And so when I see this, the same Gabriel returns in the New Testament. The same Gabriel. The same Old Testament, New Testament. He came in Luke 1:9. He come with a mission to redeem mankind through the seed of Yeshua HaMashiach. Jehovah Nisqadu, Jehovah I Am, Jehovah the Blessed One, Jehovah, and here he comes. And here's what it says. And the angel answered and said unto him, I am. He notified himself. He didn't say I was Michael. He didn't say I was Lucifer. I am Gabriel.
Yeah.
That stands in the presence of God. Can you, Jesus? Jesus? This angel, Gabriel, stands in the presence of God.
Thank you.
Amen.
He said, in the presence of God, and am sent to speak unto you, to show you these glad tidings, the good words that God has sent to you. Angels did one something. See, when you take notice of what angels are supposed to do, God gave them for a specific position.
Yes.
Help me, Lord Jesus. Help me, Lord Jesus. They're worshipped in heaven. Angels, primarily, they were worshipped of God in heaven. Revelation, somebody go 11, Revelation 7 and 11. Revelation 7 and 11. I want to show you something. I want to show you something. So when we teach, as the brother said earlier, when we teach, we want to teach about Jesus Christ. But here's what the angels said in Revelation 7 and 11. And the angels stood around the throne, and all the elders and the four beasts, and fell on the throne of their faces, and worship, and worship, and worship, and worship God.
Mm-hmm.
They fell on their faces. Now here's it. You got these four beasts. Does anybody know the fullness of it? We don't, but God does. See, and these angels, there's so many of them that God has made, that he created. Can anybody put a number to them? No. No, because when you got two thirds in heaven, one third on earth. Why do you think we got so much trouble that's coming up against America right now? Why do you think there's so much trouble around going on? Why do you think the enemy is doing what he's doing? Because he is doing his duty. We are the sons of God. See, and here's what help me, Lord Jesus. And there's a group of angels. It's so vast in Hebrews 22:2, but you have come against Mount Zion and of the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and an innumerable company of angels. See, God has a place in heaven called Jerusalem for the living God. Glory to God. I hope I'm helping somebody understand. I'm not trying to be so sophisticated or so down this. But I want you to know something. When you take notice of something, what God has done, his throne is in heaven. He said, it said, but you are come unto Mount Zion, and unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem. Oh, my God. And when they attacked that place, they had hell on their hands. Here's what I believe in ourselves. See, when we take notice of what the angels are strong, they got great strength. Listen to what it says in Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 7. And when the Lord Jesus said, he revealed from heaven with his mighty angels. See, God has a company. Yeshua, Jesus had a mighty army of mighty, mighty angels. So, beloved, while we are going through what we're going through on this earth, we got to understand we have a great, great army with us. God is our life. God will hear us. God can see us. God will show love toward us. But I tell everybody, you know what? When you go back to Hebrews chapter 1, you find out, and you read Hebrews, you read Corinthians, you read Ephesians, you read Colossians, you read Philippians, you see where God has put everything in the hand of Jesus Christ. Even the church is his body. And so I tell you, don't get me mixed up when I say this. God's not in charge. He has put his son in charge. Now, when you go back and read Hebrews chapter 1, when you go back, I'm gonna take my time and get it. Thank you, Lord Jesus. When you go back and get the book of Hebrews chapter 1, that's the best way I know how to do it, Lord. Hebrews chapter 1. When God says something. Here. And chapter 1, he said, God, at various times and in various ways, spoke in time past to the Father by the prophets. He has in the last day spoken to us by his Son, whom he has appointed heirs of all things, through whom also he made the world. So I think that's a good point. That's a godly point. If we can come to that, if we can all come to that conclusion, if we can all come to that conclusion, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged, Jesus Christ purged our sin, washed them away, he did what he said on the what? Right hand of majesty on high. He sat there, and the Bible says, and I make a point to this, and I go back to what God has told me to say. There is strength in everyone but the Godhead. No one else is stronger than an angel. No one else is stronger than an angel. So when you read Psalm 103:20, it says, bless the Lord, you angels. You angels, that you excel in strength, that his commandments hearken to thy voice. See, when God sent them to us, and as Tyrone was saying, when God has given us, we ain't got to back up. No, we ain't coming out the mountain. We ain't coming down there. No, we're not coming down. You mean, no, we're not. We're just not going to do it. Because we have a host of angels. And I'm trying to get everybody to say, to see something. See, we look in the world of supernatural. 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 God transformed from a supernatural to where we are. God has a way of letting us know that he is God. See, and there are joyful of angels in heaven. See, the more we take the word of God and see it, in this world, we are someone being saved every moment of the day. Every moment, somebody's getting saved. Some is finding God through Jesus Christ. What a God we serve. You see, angels, hallelujah, must have, they are constantly filled with joy because sinners, and they're just jumping up in heaven and say, oh, praise God, that one got saved. That one, Willie Hunter, got saved. That one got saved. And the angels are rejoicing. Every time we, who on the earth realm, do what God says do. And I say this with love in my heart. The more we get somebody to come into the body of Christ, the angels rejoice. And know what? That's what it is saying. Look, Father, he says, I can't speak their language, but I know they have a language that speaks to God. But angels came down, and they showed. And what we have to see, when our spirits, now I'm going to get a little deep here, when our spirits leave our bodies, an angel of God takes us to be with him forever. Now, isn't that something? When Luke 6:22 says, 16:22. See, I make that's a statement I just made. When our spirits leave our bodies, an angel of God takes us to be with him forever. Wow, what a blessing. Now, here's the proof. And it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angel into the bosom of Abraham. Why is the bosom of Abraham? In the Old Testament, it was called paradise. But when Jesus came on the scene, he said, I will take you back to a place called, he said, this day you shall be with me where? In paradise. Heaven, the earth, back when Adam was here, it was called paradise. Well, no man could come into heaven because that heaven, who shunned the evil? See, heaven had not yet been set up, but it's not this for all of us to come in there at one time. And see, God had it so set. He got some up there that either he got angels that are just going around his throne every moment by moment saying, holy, 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 holy. When you go back and read the book of Isaiah, and you see when Isaiah, who thought he was somebody with a big shot, went into the temple, and he thought because of Zachary who he was, he wasn't that going to do. And I'm going to tell you, you don't flirt with God. Because you get, see, God let his anointing fall. All God got to do is, and boom, the Holy Ghost, the power, the anointing hits you. And when we take notice of it, oh, Lord, I'm about to lose my time. God delivers the righteous again. See, but some people want to take angels, and I have to show you the other side of it. See, there are people that want to worship angels. I was telling a cousin of mine half that in Texas, it's called Spring, Texas. They had a church that got called Lucifer. I told the folks, we're going to pray that thing down. That church that they called is no longer there. We spoke the word of God. We had people walking by there, praying, fasting. See, that's what it takes. I'm not interested in what's going to happen. I already was going to happen. God, through Jesus Christ. And let me tell you, the only way God can come back into our lives is that when we come to Jesus, God lives in him, he lives in us. That's how we get back to the Father. We get back to the Father. Father, you heard us. You heard our cry. You heard us when we talk to you. And God answers us. God comes to us. God brings us to a point when we know that we know. And John says, I'm getting happy now, Lord. Oh, Jesus. Colossians chapter 2, verse 18 says, let no man beguile you of your reward. Take your reward from you. Hallelujah. God is so awesome.
Amen.
Humility and worship of angels. Intruding those who things which you have not seen. See, I'm not going to worship an angel. I tell an angel, if you don't know Jesus Christ, you can't come down and preach to me. You can't come down and, I got a, there's a person who says, every time I look on my computer, she sends me a word. And she says she got a word for me. And I come to find out she's a witch. So now I do, I just the thing, knock it out. Why? Don't even entertain it. I know one day I looked at her and said, what the hell is this woman? I have a prediction for you. God is not predicting anything. He sent us Jesus Christ. He sent us Jesus Christ. Why? Because we were lost in our sins. I got to finish. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, you're so good. Oh, Jesus, you're so good. May I just finish up right quick?
Amen.
Oh, Jesus. The first record, let me show you something. The first record. When man was expelled from the Garden of Eden, the Bible says cherubim was sent from God to guard the gate and stop Adam from re-entering paradise. See, there's that word again, paradise. Paradise. That word, paradise. And where we are right now, let me tell you something. We are where we are right now. And when we take this here, Hebrews chapter 2 says, for the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just compensation and reward. See, if the angels, but God didn't use angels to speak. He didn't send the angels. When you read Hebrews, you go back and see, God, he took on the seed of Abraham. He took on the seed of Abraham, not angels. Somebody said, well, you know, I got this angel talking to me. That ain't nothing but the devil. That's from the hell. That's from the pits of hell. And I tell everybody, the more you let yourself solace with that evil. And I was telling somebody the other day, yes, Lord, about that spirit of Jezebel. Do y'all know the full, when you go back and read the fullness of Jezebel. Jezebel was that woman was full of hell. Evil woman. Had all God's men bowed. Now, can you imagine that day and time? And that day and time, even today, what if this man who says he's going to declare he's the president and going to try to take over America? I'm telling you, it can happen. And just today, let me show you how God rewards us to know what's going on around us. Here was a man that said that the top place in America, working with the private stuff, they found out he'd been using evil. He took some information that he wasn't supposed to take. So you always got an enemy in your camp. There's always an enemy in your camp. We have to pray. That's why I say to the radio station, to those out there listening around the world, we have an enemy. His name is called Lucifer. His name is called the devil. His name is called Satan. It's every name that God says he is. Let me show you what God says. God so loved this world that he gave his only begotten son. But when you could take the word, go to Genesis 3:24. So he drove. See, we're going back. I'm reassessing in my life. Because when you get to know what God has done, see, I know one day I had an angel to visit my house, and some have been to my house for 6, 7, 22 months. So I was going through all kind of things, but I mean, I was just coming out of military, then got married, got a car, got a house, and looked like everything was about to fall. And I asked God, I said, God, are you still there? And when I said these words, I said, I need you, Jesus, to help me. While I was talking to God, Jesus answered my prayer. And then all of a sudden, I heard a knock on the door. I went to open the door. A man told me, he said, here's the $700 you've been praying for. Go pay your house note. I said, thank you, Lord. I got so happy that I looked around. I couldn't see nobody. But all I knew had to have been an angel. Can angels show up? Yes. They can show up. But you'll never know it. Look, I never seen this man. He was dressed all in khaki, all the way down. A khaki shirt, a khaki pants, everything was khaki. Khaki. And I guess that's the angel. But you know what I see? When I began to see it, angels, they do God's business. Not our business. It's God's business. Do you know God has angels right now out there on that coast where the storm is trying to come into America, some parts right now? But because everybody, we got to run. Let me tell you something. Stop running, coward. Stop running. Lift up your hands up to the Lord. And start. We just start praising God. And I guarantee you, when we start doing that, we're going to see some things happen like never before. And I don't care what nobody say. I know what I know. I know what I've seen. Well, you know you're getting old, honey. No, I'm not getting old. I'm still young, man. I'm still young. Oh, Jesus. See, the angels are limited in what they can do in us, some physical body. But they can make it so that they can do us. See, our God is an awesome God. When I read Revelation 22, verses 8 and 9, and John said these words, and heard them, and when I had heard and seen, I fell, hallelujah, to worship before the feet of the angels, which showed me these things. When you know, hallelujah, can you understand, Willie Hunter, when that angel stood before God, he got the brushing, good God Almighty, he got his wings full of the touch of the glory of God. He got his eyes full of, he got it, but he couldn't look on the throne of God. He had to turn his back. But when only coming, they were sheltered by the Son of God in heaven. When you go back and read in Psalm, and he says, I was there with God the day he created. I was there. I was there when he did this. I was there when he dug out the depths. I was there when he beamed up. I was there. Oh, I said, oh my God. You mean, yes, God said I was there. Jesus said I was there. And the Holy Spirit was there. So what we have to do, when we come to understand what God is saying to us, and I don't play the game. I don't play games. It's the life of death and life. Two choices. And when God told Joshua, he says, this day, take the word, chew on it, eat on it. This word is going to take you to the next level. This word, and the more we read it, the more we find out. See, let me show something. I want to come to a close on this. Angels have duty. Angels have an authority. They have action. God, the tree of life. Now, what if the devil trying to get back to the tree of life? He's trying to get man back there. Why do you think all of a sudden you see so many things that's going on? Because right now, I'm just going to tell you something. They can push a button right now. Can stop everything we're doing here in America. It's called a B-U-T-T-O-N. All they got to do is push one button. Every power we got can be shut down. But because the angel of the Holy Ghost, I mean, not the angel, but it's the Holy Ghost that has his power against the dark side. Satan is doing everything he can to stop us. But God has. Let me show you something. When we look at Lot And we look what happened when you read that book in Genesis 19:1. Go back and read it. And see, and the angel said, now let me tell you, hear me, beloved. Angels had dinner with Abraham. They had dinner with Abraham. Oh, my God. Then you go to Genesis 18:1 and 18, and 8, you're going to find. I'm just giving you an example. I know my time is running out. When you get off into the Word of God, that's why I say what I say. But when you get to Jesus, see, it's Theophilus. Abraham went to the tent of Sarah. Make ready, quick. Fix some food, 3 measures of fine meal. Make it. And make, cook some cookies. Cook some tea cakes. Cook some biscuits in our language. And God, they did. See, when you look at the Jacob saw an angel by the ladder. A donkey saw an angel. The prophet Baal saw an angel. See, all of these things, some of y'all out there listening to me have seen an angel. Angels made an announcement by Mary. They made an announcement. Hallelujah. God sent his angel. Oh, Jesus. And he said these words in verse 31. In Luke chapter 1, verse 31. And behold, thou shalt be talking to Mary, and behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and his name shall be called Jesus, Yeshua HaMashiach. Now, let me ask this question to the believers out there. Tell us. This lesson was not my better lesson, but I promise to do what God has told me to do. And when I read what God is saying, I have to obey God. Because we have the authority to have angels to come to us. I told some of my people, I said, no, I'm not begging no more. All of a sudden, I've been seeing monies of 20 or 50 or 60 coming to me. Why? Because I believe what God's word said. And the more I take God at his word, the more I believe God at his word. God says, speak those things that be not as if though they were. I speak life into existence. Mm-hmm. Life for my body. Bread. I speak life. See, hallelujah. See, when God told him, he said, well, what do you got after Jesus walking with the brothers? I'm getting happy, Lord. And he said, what do we have? He said, well, Lord, these thousands of people have been walking with us all day long. And by now, they're hungry and tired. And Jesus said, have you any food? He said, well, we done found this young man. He got some fish and some bread. Jesus said, bring it to me. Now, here's the fullness. Jesus said, everything you need, Willie Hunter, bring it to me. Everything you need on the radio station. He said, bring it to me. When they took it to Jesus, what did he do? He lifted up to heaven. He told the Father and put it down. He said, feed them. My God Almighty. What's wrong with that today?
Thank you,
God. Nothing. Hallelujah. Because God is moving us to a new direction. That's why I said to some people at the radio station, if you're not ready to ride, hold on. Will somebody come by and pick you, because we're on an assignment. When we're on an assignment, we're on a war assignment. We got to win some. We got to pray for some.
Thank you.
And I'm believing when if I may use Tyrone, my brother, when we've got to praying for him, I cease not to pray. Not only for him, but for others. That his family that was in trouble needs some healing. And God did it. And God did it. God can do it. It's not about how much I love. It's how much I love Yeshua HaMashiach. Because God, my time is up, Lord. My time is up. Glory to God, the highest and grace and peace toward all men. Y'all know I love y'all.
Amen.
Oh, I love y'all. I love you so much. And I got carried away, and y'all let me just get carried, because we are in warfare right now.
Amen.
We are in warfare right now. And don't fool yourself. If you think the Republicans and Democrats going to fight, no, they're not. We got to know which one we're going to choose. And I'm going to tell you, I'm going to choose one that's going to help me to keep some things for the elderly people. I don't want somebody going to get up there and go tell all a bunch of lies and do this and do that. Hallelujah, somebody. See, you got to know what you know, that you know that you need, that you know. God help man in spiritual battle against fallen angels. That's what God is doing. I love y'all. I love
you. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Teresa Puskin, are you there? Mm-hmm. Teresa? Are you there? Teresa? Oh, Jesus. Well, you know one thing I would say to all of us tonight. Beloved, we in a war. And don't you think for one moment that the devil is not trying to destroy you. I'm not trying to tell you something. I'm going to love you. Somebody asked me one day, will you love a homosexual? I said, with the love of Jesus Christ, I tell him, brother, I love you. But I'm not following your will. I'm not following your way of going. Even a murderer. Well, I'll tell him, man, I love you. Woman, I love you. And right now in America, we got more people who say that they are doing, but they're liars. You got this man in Louisiana, got this church down there. Lord, I have sinned before you. And just lying like 900, still right now. I'm not bragging, I'm telling the truth. Now, if I was sinning, call me a liar. I'm a liar, I sin. But don't continue to talk about somebody because you don't agree with their color. You don't do that. You're calling God a liar. Then you're going to go there with the evangelistic, and they're going to talk about what they're doing. And you go, no, it's a lie. All's a lie. And that's what God is saying to us as a people, as we are chosen. And the more I begin to get into the Bible and see and understand, we, people of color, are Israel. We are Israel spiritually. So we got to get ready. Why do you think God has called you on this radio station, Willie Hunter? I started this. It was a manifestation. But look at it. It's now alive. It's alive. Hallelujah, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. See, I can't sing like the lady can from Georgia, but I prayed that one day God would send somebody. Now she's on the radio. Eat your own slava, devil. Eat your own sweet potatoes. Glory to God. Amen.
I like that one. Amen.
See, I mean, we got to have some fun. See, I want to tell you something. Well, you know, you got to, yeah, look, I'm a pastor, but I love God with all my heart. Let me tell you something. Because I love God, and I know tonight, and I want to just tell everybody, God had this thing, and when we get it and begin to get with God and His Word, tonight's that night. Now, the sister supposed, but Teresa, are you there? Well, I'm gonna tell you something tonight. I want us to do something for the next 30 minutes, or even to the next day. I want us to start a prayer right now. A prayer, praising God, loving God, adoring God, worshiping God. Can we do that together tonight on the radio?
Amen. Amen.
Amen. I want to ask the lady from Wasp, Georgia, on Wasp Street in Georgia, can she give us a prayer, a song? Then we're going to have a prayer. And let me tell you, I done got happy, y'all. I done got me some. I done got me a holy drunk. I can just barely sit up. But I want to tell y'all something. God is alive.
Amen.
Sing it, sister. Go on, sing it.
God sent His Son, and they called Him Jesus. He came to love, heal, and forgive. He lived and died to buy my pardon, an empty grave. how sweet to hold a newborn baby and feel the pride and joy he gives, but greater still the calm assurance this child can face on certain days because he lives, because he lives, I can face tomorrow. Because Jesus lives, all of my fear is gone. Because I know, oh, who holds my future. The living, because Jesus lives.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Tonight's the night that I just said somebody that's out there, if we bow before the living God, somebody needs some healing in their body.
Yes.
Does anybody need healing in their bodies? Anybody need healing in their mind? Anybody needs something, we can pray with you and believe God with you. I know somebody on the line.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes, ma'am. Tyrone needs
right.
some prayer for healing. Yes, sir.
Amen. Anybody else? How Tyrone needs prayer? Anybody else? Is anybody
yeah.
else?
Thank
Willie
you,
Hunter
Jesus.
Needs prayer. Willie Hunter needs prayer. That he can obey God. I want to obey God. I'm not interested in what the world is saying. I want to obey God because God is doing so much. Is there anybody else? I see some lines that were on, but they dropped. But I want to let you know tonight, tonight's the night, if you want the prayer, we're going to pray together because there's somebody right now that's listening to us on the line right now. Somebody in your family needs right now.
Hallelujah.
Somebody in your family needs salvation.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Somebody that's coming out of prison right now. Somebody, and I want you to know something. I don't have a whole lot of shaker. All I have is nothing but the word of belief. I believe what God's word says. I'm not going to try
Amen.
To prop you up. I'm not going to try to shoot you up with my words. I'm going to tell you what thus saith the Lord. And God says somebody tonight needs a healing. A healing. That healing can be a spiritual healing, a physical healing, a misunderstanding. It comes to a point. Somebody has lied on you. You need a healing. Somebody done put
Thank
you down. You need a healing. Somebody done did everything they can. They done smeared your name, Willie Hunter. But I'm going to pray for them. I want God to continue to heal me with his love. Heal me with his love in the name of Jesus. Somebody right now on this radio line, I feel it. I feel the anointing fire is coming on this line right now. In the name of Jesus. If you can believe right now, as we prayed for some people some time ago, and we just believe it, and I want everybody can start out in prayer. Anybody can start out the prayer. Anybody, in the name of Jesus. It don't make a difference. Anybody, go ahead.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father God,
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name, we come to you collectively now as your people. Father God, in the name of Jesus, right now, you know the needs of your people. In Jesus' name, we ask you now, Father God, for healing. In Jesus' name, in your word, you said
Amen.
You are the God who have healed us. Father God, you said by your stripes, we are healed. But right now, in the name of Jesus, we receive it. We receive what you have done on the cross over 2,000 years ago. We thank and we praise you right now for our healing, for our deliverance, Father God. Right now, in the name of Jesus, we thank you in the name of Jesus for being our provider, our protector. We thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for all your abundant blessings. Father God, in the name of Jesus, there's a storm heading our way. We ask you now for your protection for this United States, for these cities, for these states, and for the towns, for property and over people's lives. Right now, we ask you for your protection. We ask you, Father God, in Jesus' name, let no discretion come upon this land. In Jesus' name, we thank and we praise you right now. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. God,
yes,
I thank you, Lord Jesus, for your word on tonight, God, in the name of Jesus,
thank
God.
You, Jesus.
God, we're standing in the gap, God, interceding for one another for those we don't even know, God, in the name of Jesus. God, this land is under such destruction, God. But Father God, you look high and you sit high and you look low. And you know all of us. And Father God, we're casting these cares to you, Lord Jesus. We're asking you, Father God, to raise the men and women of God up, God, that will intervene in this earth, God. Because Lord Jesus, we already know that your work is finished. Your work is done. And Father God, you called us to pick up where your son left off. So God, I thank you on tonight, God, that you will strengthen us, God. Strengthen me, Father, that I may continue to do your work, God, to do your will in the name of Jesus, God. And God, I thank you, Father God, your word declares that as we prosper, that we be in good health, as our soul prospers. God, you know we need to be in good health, Father God, to do your will, to do your work, God. But Father God, your word declares that the righteous God, that we are the righteous seed of God. And you said no pestilence, no disease. Hallelujah, Jesus. In the name of Jesus, God. So we rebuke all matters of sickness and disease, God. You said that our bodies are your living tabernacle. And where you are, hallelujah, sickness can't be. So God, I thank you right now. Greater is you that's in us than he that's in the world, God. In the name of Jesus, the name above all names. Hallelujah, Jesus, God. So we cast every concern. We cast every care, God. And Father God, we make a declaration over our life, God, because your word declares it, Father. By your stripes we were healed, God. God, I thank you for it in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Heal minds, heal bodies, heal souls tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. That God, that we would take your word for what it is, Lord Jesus, your finished work. Hallelujah, Jesus. You gave me a word today. You have finalized it, God. And God, because you I finalize it, God. It is done. It is sealed in the blood of Jesus, God. And I thank you for your blood. Hallelujah, Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus, God. Oh, God, throughout this land, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We repent, Father God, from all unrighteousness, God. You say you are faithful, God, if we confess our faults to one another, God. And you will forgive us from all unrighteousness, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, we stay before you, God, on bended knees, God. Hallelujah, Jesus, with our petitions and with our prayers, God. You said cease with our praying, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And God, we need you, Lord Jesus, to come and heal this land, God. We need you to come, Father, and set the captives free, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And God, I thank you, Father God, for the things, Father God, that so many people got themselves entangled in bondage, God. Oh, Father God, that you will send a fresh releasing of your anointing, God, to fall upon this earth like never before, God, in the name of Jesus, God. You told, oh, Israel, God, so many times, Lord Jesus, to turn around, God. Oh, Father God, hallelujah, Jesus, God. That's my prayer today, God. God, that we would heed to your voice, God. And we will turn around, Lord Jesus, God. We will pick up, Father God, hallelujah, Jesus, and do your will. God, your word declares, hallelujah, Jesus, that you gave us keys to your kingdom, to loose and to bind in the name of Jesus, God. And God, I thank you right now, Father God. We begin to operate in your authority, Lord Jesus, God. Hallelujah, Jesus, God. So we, hallelujah, God, we rebuke the devourer right now, God. As Dr., I'm going to talk about Lucifer and Satan and the devil, God. We rebuke him right now by your power and by your authority, God. Your word declares that man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. And God, we put your word on it. We put your word on it, God. And because we put your word on it, God, you said you shall fight for us. And we shall have peace, God. So, God, I thank you on tonight, God, that we will lift our heads up, God. Ye, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, you everlasting doors, and allow the King of glory to come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord God, strong and mighty. The Lord God, strong in battle. God, we thank you, Lord Jesus, that you have shown us. Hallelujah, Jesus, God, that we are victorious. You have triumphed all things, God. So, God, I thank you right now, Father, that we will endure hardship like a good soldier, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And God, I thank you, Father God, that we will go from faith to faith to faith to faith to faith, God, increasing in you, God, increasing in your statures, God, in Jesus' name. Thank you, God. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the living God. Our Sunday, your Sunday, your character. He called us Sunday, your character of Ura. Labo Satata, Sikiyaha. He called us Sunday, Corandre, he Sunday, Okara, Sikiria. Lori Papa, sorry, Candri, Okarandre, Sikiriandre. Lame of a Sunday, Yakiria. Lako Hundre, he andre. Lame of a Sakariandre, say. Leko Sunday, he told us the Sunday. Landa Sopore under the city. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. It's in Jesus' name we pray this night. Amen, amen, amen. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we lift up our hands and we praise you, man. We praise you. We love you. We adore you. We magnify your name. There is no God like you in the name of Jesus. And we just want to thank you tonight for the prayers that are being offered. Father, and someone is still waiting the prayer. And Father, will you quicken their spirits right now? Because somebody needs a healing on this line right now. And I want to speak healing to them. If they can receive it and come and say, it is me. It is me. God is calling your name to the healing. Somebody has hurt you so bad. Somebody has hurt you so bad. God wants to take that plug out and put love there. Can you let it go right now in the name of Jesus? Let it go. Because the devil has lost his race. He can't stand in the holiness while we're standing right now. And I want to thank you, Father. I want to thank you. Oh, praise you, praise you, praise you, praise you. Thank you, Father. And Father, I bow down before you. I bow down before you. We bow down before you. KESK Radio Station, we bow down before you. We let your will be done, our will. We let your will be done. And Father, that person that you called for the healing, if they will come before you right now, you're touching them right now. Somebody, don't fight against what God is doing for you. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. And then, Father, yes, we do stand with our sisters and brothers. We stand with them. We stand with them right now. On that coast over there. We just stand with them. We thank God for what's going on right now. Oh, we know that, Father, the waters, it's let the earth be refilled. And I want to thank you, Father, for just watching over right now. We know the enemy is still trying to, defunct us, but we stand on the name of Jesus Christ.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You.
Hallelujah, somebody. Yes, and I just declare and decree on the southern borders of the United States of America, I command that storm to go back into the water from the East Coast. Go back into the water in Jesus' name. I speak those things that be not. I stand firm on my faith. From faith to faith to faith to faith.
Yes,
I declare and decree that storm goes on up. Hallelujah. We get some rain.
Lord.
I want to thank you. Orasa. Keko kosaka haya. Oko sandri etoho. Lambako sandri he. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God is so good. His mercy endures forever. His word is so good. His word is so good. His word is so good. His word is like honey. His word is like fresh milk. It's like Hosandri Kikandri. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Yes. Lord Jesus. We thank you, Father. The enemy has tried, but he can't do it. But I want to thank you tonight. I want to thank you. I want to thank you. I want to thank you for everybody on this radio tonight. Everybody. Somebody needed a healing right now. I'm not ashamed. I'm telling you. I'm asking y'all to pray with me for me that my entire mind, body be healed in the name
Amen.
Of Jesus.
Amen.
I don't mind fighting that fight. I don't mind swinging them punches of righteousness. I don't mind having the whole arm of God on. I don't mind it. I don't mind it. Because God has promised us. He's promised us in his word.
Yes.
He's promised us. He's promised us. He's not going to let us down. He wants us to trust in him. He's promised us.
Hallelujah.
When I couldn't get up, God promised me, but I kept trusting and believing in him. God still is God. He promised us. Hallelujah, somebody. Do you love him? Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Woo! Praise God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Woo! My. God is so good. Oh.
Thank you, Jesus.
Your word is so good. Woo! Yes, Lord, I love you. Oh, ho! Woo!
Jesus.
Oh, yeah, that's a sucker under the sickie under the sucker under the sun. Hallelujah. And let me tell you something. To the fivefold ministry, the rest of the gift, let us start letting them operate in the body of Christ. And let us start operating. We got work to do. And I declare and decree, we got work to do.
Amen.
And I'm going to take this that told me in football. Whose team are you on? That's a good question. Whose team are you on? Are you on God's team or are you on the devil's team? Tyrone?
Yes, sir.
Take us out.
Praise God. Truly, we thank God for everyone that's on the line tonight. We thank God for the prayers and the words that have went forth tonight. And truly, we just asking God to watch over, protect, and to keep us and our families. And let's stay in love, saints, and fall deep in love with the Lord and with the saints of God. Father, in Jesus' name, right now we thank and we praise you for this opportunity that you have given us to share your word. We thank and we praise you for all your abundant blessings. In Jesus' name, we thank you and we praise you now for sending your angels to watch over our homes and our families. We thank and we praise you for this station right now. We thank and we praise you for Dr. Hunter and each and every household that is affiliated with this ministry. We ask your blessings now. We ask you to smile upon each and every household in the name of Jesus. We thank and we praise you right now. In Jesus' name, amen, amen,
amen,
amen.
Amen.
And we say good night to everyone.
Good night. God bless you.
Praise God.
Praise God.